Next, we have a list of things that Elizabeth Warren did and did not do during her presidential campaign. The senator from Massachusetts drew very big crowds. She accumulated many loyal supporters. She got a lot of attention. She also was pretty high in the polls during 2019, yet she got relatively few votes when primary season began, and she dropped out of the presidential race on Thursday. Why? NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben reports.
To the very end, Elizabeth Warren had a plan for that. In her last days as a candidate, she was still releasing new plans, including one she outlined in Houston on Saturday night, even as disappointing results came in from South Carolina.
In the coming days, I will be releasing an expanded plan to deal with the public health and economic effects of the coronavirus.
That focus on laying out proposals inspired devotion in her legions of supporters, like Marianne Schuessler, a volunteer in Warren's Columbia, South Carolina office.
She's so well planned. God. I don't think she's going to do very well in this primary. And it kind of breaks my heart.
In her final week on the trail, it was clear that Warren's plans, not just what was in them, but the fact that they existed, inspired deep trust among her supporters, even as her path to the nomination grew narrower. South Carolina voter Amber Schaefer showed up to see her on the day of the primary.
I work in sales. I sell insurance.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Health insurance?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Medicare for All, which Warren backs, would virtually eliminate private insurers. Bad news for an insurance saleswoman. But Schaefer had faith that a President Warren would be able to help deal with job losses.
Warren is one of the few people that's, at least in some parts, spoken about that being a reality of something that would need to happen.
And yet, plans ended up at one point being a major weakness for Warren. She co-sponsored Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan, which didn't contain a concrete way to raise revenues, and she ran on it. So as people awaited her plan to pay for it, she became a target of opponents like Pete Buttigieg in debates.
Your signature, Senator, is to have a plan for everything, except this.
In addition, her progressive politics were simply too far left for some Democratic voters. And she was never able to gain the traction she needed among African Americans and Latinos. Warren supporters like Evie Seifert, who saw her in Detroit Tuesday, had other ideas why they thought she came up short.
Misogyny, name recognition. I think there's a battle for the middle right now, and I think that's kind of where people have been focused.
Figuring out exactly how much her gender in particular affected her run will be the stuff of months or years of analysis. But for now, it is abundantly clear that gender played a role in this election, in part in the form of fear among Democrats. One thing that came up on the trail was concern that other voters would prefer a man. Standing in line to vote this week, UCLA student Brooke Rosenberg said that she had that fear.
Well, I really like Elizabeth Warren, but I just don't think a woman is going to win this election, unfortunately. Also, I don't want Trump to, like, tear her down.
Rosenberg said she was instead voting for Biden. Warren called out this kind of strategizing in her final campaign trail appearance in Detroit Tuesday night, telling voters to stop thinking like pundits.
Cast a vote from your heart. And vote for the person you think will make the best president of the United States of America.
Warren occupied an awkward place in the field. She was popular enough to pull in those big, loud crowds. And she was effective on the stump. Her campaign speeches convinced people like Tamika Thompson to vote for her. She went to a Greenville, South Carolina stop undecided. Afterward, she knew.
A lot of the candidates have been kind of reaching, grabbing for black votes, but not really talking about black people. It was important to me that she actually was, she seemed genuine, she seemed serious. So I think I've made up my mind.
Warren was the only candidate to present a prolonged challenge to Sanders and Biden in national polls. And she was an acceptable second choice to many Democratic voters. But that doesn't help much in the end. When voting rolled around, she was never able to mount a challenge to her more popular opponents. Most of Warren's events ended the same way, with the so-called selfie line. We spoke to Genevieve Chavez right after she got a photo in Houston.
All right, I'm so excited. Vote for blue no matter who, but I want it to be Senator Warren.
Even as Warren's campaign faltered a few states away, the line stretched around the park. Chavez said she enjoyed it.
I didn't know I'd be able to take a photo with her.
Warren's campaign reports that she took more than 100,000 photos with voters. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.